You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aids is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida, and we are live. Sinclair, are you still here?
Most certainly am.
That's my guest host, Gary Sinclair.
That's right.
He's waiting to talk. We're so busy.
My other co-host is Lynn Gold.
Right, and your other co-host has something to read right now.
Uh-oh, wait a second. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. The lines are wide open. Both co-hosts have something to say. So I'll turn it over to Lynn Golder.
Okay. This is serious, Michael. Okay. This is, I'm going to just read this direct quote from our friend, and he was, I don't know if you recall, he called in on the Memorial Day show, Al Alvina, who is the executive director of the whole country for the Blinded Veterans Association. This is articles called The Hurricane Harvey Disaster Relief. And he wants everybody to know that more than 1,800 blinded veterans are living in one of the worst tropical storm flood zones in American history. The Blinded Veterans Association is there to help, and we need you. Dear friends, Hurricane Harvey is creating havoc throughout the Gulf Coast region. Many people's lives will be forever changed. Here is a meaningful way you can help our blinded veterans who are struggling in the aftermath of the destruction wrought by Hurricane Harvey. The Blinded Veterans Association is asking all of our supporters throughout the nation for donations of any amount so that funds will be available to assist veterans in Texas and Louisiana who are blind, visually impaired, or with disabilities in addition to vision loss. Some of these veterans are being displaced from their homes, and they need access to medical services. Many are seniors who live in rural areas. As the rains continue to fall and the floodwaters continue to rise, BVA is doing the vital work of attending to the special needs of our veterans who are caught in this crisis. You can help us in this response. Please do not delay. Your gift is urgently needed. Sincerely, Al Alvina, Executive Director. P.S. Hurricane Harvey is creating a wellspring of compassion from people throughout the country. As Americans, we have a duty to take care of each other. This is a time for action, and I hope you'll join us. And he would like you to donate now. The secure donations are through Network for Good. So that's the BVA's PSA. So please donate to the Blinded Veterans Association. All right, Gary.
Yes.
What do you have to say, as Michael always says?
Well, I have to say that we need to pay attention to this storm coming at us now.
Irma.
We don't know exactly where it's going to go, but it could hit here. Hopefully not. So we're going to share some of our information with you to prepare and get ready for the storm with some good ideas.
I have to interrupt one thing, then I'll let you talk back. My father-in-law's caregiver last week asked me a question. And she said, so do you know where you're going to go if you have a problem with a hurricane? Any hurricane. I said, what do you mean? Well, where would you go if you have a problem? So, Gary, that's the next question to you and everyone else. If there's a hurricane, a bad one,
right?
What do you do? Where do you go?
Well, I'm going to give a piece of information right now, and I'll give you a phone number, and I'll explain briefly what it is. Let me hit my note here for a second. People with special needs program for disabilities. And I'll give you the phone number for Orange County only, Florida. It's 407-836-9319. And that is for Orange County only.
Would you stop sucking that candy? I can hear you.
Well, I had a cough, Michael, so... So I had to take care of the cough. Okay, so what this is, and I said Orange County. This is any county
in
the state of Florida and probably throughout the United States.
Right.
But this is just a local number for here. But what they do, it's an emergency service. They know all information. When you talk to the operator, they will take all the information for you, seeing you're blind, and where you live and everything about you, what they need to know. Then if a storm comes in and hits and they start going around and evacuating, they will automatically know to come to your house, get you in a van, and transport you to the nearest facility to take care of you.
Let's go to this.
It's an emergency management number, Gary.
Look, folks. Any hurricane in question is no joke. We learned from Houston, some can get ridiculous, like this storm in Houston. But there's another question. And the question I have, whether you live in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, whether you live wherever you live in this United States, if there's a problem, any kind of problem, any kind of bad storm, we'll go to any of them. The question is, what's your plan B? What are you going to do? You're going to stand there and, or sit there and I'm blind. I don't know what to do. Well, guess what? Now's the time. Now's the time that you should start thinking about if there's a problem, what would you do? And that's what we're talking about right now.
Right. And I have a list and Gary has a list. So go ahead, Gary. I'll chime in after the break.
Okay. One of them is if you are in distress in your house, at you've the water's starting to come into your house and you have problems, what you need to do is go out to your front door and hang a white towel, a white T-shirt, or whatever. And when the officers start going through the community, they can see that that is your distress signal. I need help.
That's a good idea.
Okay, let me ask you this then. What if you're in distress every day at your household? Do I need to
send out
one
the
up
black
now?
Flag? Okay, I have something else that when Lynn goes through some of hers, I'll go through mine again. One thing that is very important that everybody should know and take heed to because they forget. Now, when the hurricane comes, I hope you got cash on hand at your house. If you have to leave for any certain reason because being flooded or whatever, you have cash because those banks are not open. And machines are not working. ATMs are not working. So cash is very much needed. Another one I have is if your home is starting to take on water, you know it's coming up to your doorstep, where for every door in the house, put down towels. Try to keep the water out as long as possible. You got a couple there, Lynn?
I have, yeah. Well, I have a really good article from the Red Cross. It says, I'm just going to read it so I don't miss anything. Being prepared means planning ahead. Emergencies can happen at a moment's notice. Mobility, hearing, learning, or seeing disabilities can create specific needs that individuals need to address to be able to respond to an emergency. We urge everyone to become Red Cross ready for any urgent situation, which means assembling a survival kit, being informed, and let's see, make an emergency plan, create a personal support network. That means network members can assist you after a disaster happens, too, and learn how to create and implement your personal support network. Think about the following questions and share your answers with the network. These answers should describe both your current capabilities and the assistance you may need before, during, and after a disaster, and base your plan on your lowest anticipated level of functioning. So, reference to daily living. Personal care. Do you regularly need assistance with personal care, such as bathing and grooming? Do you use adaptive equipment to help you get dressed? Water service. What will you do if the water service is cut off for several days or if you are unable to heat water? Personal care equipment. Do you use a shower chair, a tub transfer bench, or other similar equipment? Adaptive feeding devices. Do you use special utensils that help you prepare or eat food independently? Electricity-dependent equipment. How will you continue to use equipment that runs on electricity, such as dialysis, electrical lifts, etc.? Do you have a safe backup power supply, and how long will it last? Getting around. Disaster debris. How will you cope with the debris in your home or along your planned exit route following the disaster? Do you need a specifically equipped vehicle or accessible transportation? Do you need help to get groceries, medications, and medical supplies? What if your caregiver can't reach you because the roads are blocked or the disaster has affected him or her as well? That's a good point. And this is a reference to evacuating. Do you need help to leave your home or your office? Can you reach and activate an alarm? Will you be able to evacuate independently without relying on auditory cues that may be absent if the electricity is off or alarms are sounding? Building exits. Are there other exits, such as stairs, windows, or ramps, that the elevator is not working or cannot be used? Can you read emergency signs in print or braille? Do emergency alarms have audible and visible features, marking escape routes and exits that will work even if electrical service is disrupted? How will you call for the help you will need to leave the building? Do you know the locations of text telephones and phones that have amplification? Will your hearing aids work if they get wet from emergency sprinklers? How will you communicate with emergency personnel if you don't have an interpreter, your hearing aids aren't working, or if you don't have a word board or other augmentative communication device? And this one is a reference to mobility aids or ramp access. What will you do if you cannot find your mobility aids? What will you do if your ramps are shaken loose or become separated from the building? This one is dear. All right, we'll read this when we come back.
Go
about the animals. Actually, it'll be after our next segment
with
our guest.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. Got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With Care Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Right now, we have a caller, a guest. His name is, well, he's the president, too, president of Logan Tech. His name is Glenn Dobbs. Glenn Dobbs, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, hello, Glenn.
Welcome on board.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're glad to have
you.
So
tell us about Logan Tech.
Sure. Well, Logan Tech is a company that manufactures several assistive technology devices, including the 6-dot Braille Label Maker, 6-dot Braille Coach, the Prox Talker, and the Prox Pad. And we got started because I have a son with autism, and he can't talk. So I was an engineer, and I invented a device for him to communicate called the Prox Talker, and it uses movable RFID or chip-encoded tags that would have pictures on them, and you can place them onto this device and press each of the tags and make a sentence. So each tag had a picture, and you could make a sequence of pictures to form a sentence. And we had people that were using it with blind kids that couldn't talk by using tactile symbols. So these are kids that couldn't see but also couldn't talk, either due to autism, cerebral palsy, or any number of other symptoms and things that they were unable to speak. So the teachers were taking tactile symbols and putting them on the RFID chips, and they could make choices and say things. And people had suggested that we could do Braille. We could teach Braille with our device, and we invented the Braille Coach, which is an RFID-based teaching tool for people to practice Braille independently, like a flashcard system that's electronic that helps you learn Braille. And you can also customize the tags on the Braille Coach using a label maker. And so we invented the 6-dot Braille label maker, which uses standard Dymo tape, and it has a Perkins-style keyboard. So if you use a Perkins Brailler, you can use a 6-dot, no problem. And if you don't know Braille, or you're helping someone who reads Braille, you can plug a QWERTY keyboard into this device and just type, and Braille will come out.
Wow. So you don't even have to know Braille to use it.
No, and that helps for parents or teachers or building owners who are trying to, you know, maybe put elevator Braille on elevator buttons if the building isn't compliant, or if you're helping someone go shopping and trying to label the soup and things like that, you can use it in that fashion.
So tell us more about the Braille Coach, since we have adults listening to the show right now. I would think that would be appropriate for people learning Braille.
It's not intended to replace a Braille teacher, but it can help you learn faster because it allows you to practice the Braille alphabet independently and error-free. So it comes with the 26 letters, and these are tags that have a chip in them, and they have the Braille on the face of the tag, and you can feel it and then play it. And for example, if you wanted to learn the dots for the letter X, you would grab a tag and put it on, and it would say X dots 1, 3, 4, and 6. And then you would feel it again and try to commit that to memory, what an X feels like, and identify the dots that you're feeling. So this drill and practice method makes it a little more easy, a little more fun, and you're less dependent on having to meet up with your Braille teacher as frequently as you need to in order to get that initial learning. A lot of times it's hard to get access to the teacher, and you lose the learning because it takes so long to get back to the teacher. So by having a Braille Coach, you actually can get further faster, and it's a little more palatable, a little more fun.
That's very interesting. Because
I was just thinking of Gary and Michael.
Yeah, the two of us don't know. We don't know Braille.
I did once.
Yeah, so it's a good way to get started.
Is it hard to use, though, for them?
It's very easy to use, but you really should do it in conjunction with a teacher.
Right. Mm-hmm. My problem was my finger would get tired of feeling the bumps, and I just couldn't lose my spot.
Yeah, you gotta practice. It's not easy.
No, but once you get the hang of it, I did know the alphabet one time. And once you get the hang of it, I mean, you just go right across and say, my name is Gary. All of a sudden, I go, G-A-R-Y. That's, you know, I knew that was Gary. You catch on.
And I think if you do it in conjunction with typing, when, you know, actually using a Brailler, you can reinforce the
right.
dots.
Right.
And the 6-dot Braille label maker comes with the Braille Coach.
If you have any questions for Glenn, call in right now. It's 407-894-1680 to ask him about the Braille Coach from Logan Tech. So why don't you tell people about the funding, Glenn? That's
sure.
interesting.
Well, unfortunately, it's not really funded as a Medicaid device, like for communication.
Right.
But a lot of times you can get funding from your local Lions clubs and things like that. Sometimes there's money available if you're going to work or going to school. So for things like that, and there are ways to get grants. You have to contact your local lighthouse, I would suggest.
I have a question for you. Have you approached the VA?
We actually went to the Blind Veterans Association in Jacksonville, Florida a few weeks ago, and we're in the process of that.
Good, because I'm a veteran, and I got a convention next Saturday.
There's a company called Rehab Mart that's one of our distributors that does have a GSA contract, so you can get it through Rehab Mart if you can work through your existing system.
Right.
And what is HSA? I see you take care credit in HSA. What is HSA?
I'm not sure what HSA is, but care credit is
well, that
a credit
I know
card.
What it is. Yeah.
And it's sort of for things like wheelchairs and things you might need that might not be fully covered, and it allows you to make small, low-interest payments.
Okay. Gary, you could use the Braille label, the 6-dot also.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That would be helpful to me.
Yeah. Oh, I believe we have a caller that has a question for Glenn. That's
good.
Nice.
Where's the caller calling from?
I don't know. He has to he has to type it on the monitor so I can read it.
Got to wait a second. Mm-hmm.
So you're calling from New Hampshire, Glenn?
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. That's right. Waterbury. Yeah. What's it like up there?
It looks like it's raining a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Foggy.
It's foggy. Do you have a caller, Chris? No. Okay. No, it's not for Glenn. All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Yep.
And to tell us about this.
And what is the website?
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, before we forget.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, our website is www.logantech.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's LOGANTECH.com. And the phone number is 203-721-6074. And we have people from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time.
And if you miss it, it's going to be on our website, too, Blind and Beyond website.
It'll be in the archive show podcast. And the link to Logan Tech's website is also on our website. So if you have any questions, you just look us up. Look at the website, and you'll find out more about Glenn's company, Logan Tech. It's a wonderful company.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your Labor Day weekend.
Thanks. You guys have a great one, too.
Thanks. Okay, thanks, Glenn. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank Take
you.
Care. All right. So
now is it trivia time?
No.
No.
Sorry. No. Sorry, that's after the break. I have to do some reading here for, where are we? Okay. I just want to remind everybody that if you have any needs for any other independent living aids, we're learning about so many interesting things today, from Polara to Logantech. Well, now we're talking about independent living aids, which is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss in this country. So if you need any living aids that will assist you with reading, grooming, eating, organizing your life, well, give them a call. And they have all kinds of assistive aids for you, and they are very helpful and will get you what you need. And their website is independentliving.com, or call them at 800-537-2118. That's 800-537-2118. And mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show, and guess what? When you buy something, you'll get a free travel clock. Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, let's see where we're at here. 8:29. Oh, and I have a PSA I have to get. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. I wanted to continue my thought with the Red Cross. This is really important. You guys know how much I love animals and all the guide dogs. This is a reference to the service animals and pets. Will you be able to care for your animal during and after a disaster? Do you have another caregiver for your animal if you are unable to meet its needs? Do you have the appropriate licenses for your service animal so you'll be permitted to keep it with you? Oh, this is so important. So you will be permitted to keep it with you should you choose to use an emergency public shelter. And the number that Gary gave for Orange County, Florida, that really, it's a universal situation. That was for Orange County, Florida. But just call your local emergency management office in your neck of the woods, and they will steer you in the right direction. But please, 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 have all your documents for your dog, your guide dog, and make sure you have food and water and prescriptions for yourself and for your dog in event of emergency. I just said to Michael today, please go refill your medicines, Michael, because we don't know what's going to happen with Irma. And you want to have everything in the house or your apartment if you need
have,
it.
Because
you can't
ready.
Get out to nope. go get it.
Nope.
So what else, Gary?
Let's see. I had, you said medical. cell phones. Make sure you all your cell phones
and your charger.
And if you're a book reader, and you got your Victor Reader Stream, your book from your digital reader from the library, make sure they're charged, because if power goes out, for the blind, we're very fortunate. We can listen to books and keep us entertained. So,
I have a couple small portable generators. We used to have a big one when we lived in South Florida, and you know, we had to change the gas and everything. That was a job, but we don't have that right now. So, but if you can, get yourself a little what do you call it? It's not a generator. It's a charger that charges all your gadgets ahead of time.
Sheila's ordering me something from a phone.
Yeah,
right,
and
now.
then it'll be ready. Yeah. And also, very, very important, get yourself a NOAA radio. They're inexpensive, NOAA, and in fact, you can get them from their website, and we have one. And you just tune it to the one channel, and it tells you all day long what's happening.
One other thing, Lynn. Important papers. If you have any very important papers,
big
pack
Ziploc
them,
bags.
Put them in a Ziploc gallon, Ziploc bag, and you're ready to go.
Right.
Here's a few things that I've learned along the way. It's very important if you have a charcoal grill, not a gas grill.
That's right.
But a charcoal grill, make sure that you have charcoal with you.
Right.
That way, all your food in your freezer, because if power go out for a long period of time,
first thing that you got to cook.
You might as well cook that food and put it on the grill and just go for it. You can take some vegetables, wrap them up in some aluminum foil, season them the way you want, and throw them on the grill, as well as some fish and other things that you have as well.
And you don't have to worry
about
the gas.
Don't forget to fill up your gas tanks if you got gas grills.
That's right.
That wouldn't be for the blind and visually impaired community. It'd be for their drivers like me.
What's that?
Right.
No, gas tanks for the gas grills.
Oh, the propane.
The gas grills, yes.
Yeah, well, those are dangerous, though.
Now,
I cook them all
the time. Here's another thing, and this is a key component right here. Be friendly to your neighbors.
Oh, you're kidding.
Be friendly to one another, because I remember when back in 2004, when we had those hurricanes back to back.
Charlie, Francis, and Jean.
I was in college, and I mean, our apartment, we was out. Everybody then left me, so it was just like me and my place by myself. And my neighbors, because we had a grill, they said, hey, you got the grill. Here's some charcoal.
That's what happened to us.
All of us would cook together. We'd cook the food, and we just split the food amongst our apartment complex where we were at. And we helped in everybody else out.
It was unbelievable. Michael was out of town, but I was all by myself during Wilma. And people were so amazing. They would knock on the door and make sure I was all right. And then when we all ran out of gas and they drove up to Port St. Lucie, they got me gas. It's just amazing. The neighbors are so friendly.
It was a blessing. I really enjoyed
it. Well, if everybody's been watching on television, you saw what the Texans are doing. They're all helping each other. And that's the way to do it.
That's the way.
And I believe that truly is the key component to building a better country. Because when you're in a disaster, all that other shenanigans, it really do just go out the window.
It does.
You don't even think about nobody hating on nobody, nobody disliking nobody.
Not about politics or anything.
So that's the most important. So just continue to be nice to one another. And because we see what's going on in Houston and what took place in Louisiana some years ago with Hurricane Katrina, we should be well prepared and well equipped already, because we get these more often than everybody else.
That's right.
And don't forget your elderly out there.
Before we go to break, I just want to do a quick PSA. And then when we come back, Michael...
It's time for trivia.
It's time for trivia.
Okay, I wanted to remind everybody, it's coming up fast. Next Wednesday, September 13th, this is for the local people, that the Lighthouse Central Florida is putting on the promoting the 2017 Emerging Vision Breakfast from 8 to 9:30 at the First Baptist Church of Orlando at 3000 South John Young Parkway. And registration's at 8. The program is 8:30 to 9:30, and they will be celebrating Lighthouse's mission of empowerment and showcasing the stories of the amazing children, teens, and adults in their care. And they look forward to welcoming you to this very special event. That's next Wednesday, September 13th at 8 in the morning. For reservations, please call Ilea Vasquez, 407-898-2483, extension 235. So that's that.
We're going to break.
That was perfect timing.
Yep, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yeah. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone. Pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. What is an AP?
What? What are you saying?
Nothing much.
I think we have a caller on the line from Claremont, Florida.
We do.
What's the name?
The one and only, the fabulous, the beautiful Miss Anna Lee.
Anna Lee.
Beautiful name.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I've been listening tonight, and I had some things I want to say about preparing for the hurricane.
Great. Chime in.
Well, it was mentioned about putting your important documents in a Ziploc bag.
Exactly. Yep.
But I wanted to say, make sure that's a freezer bag, not a storage bag, because the freezer bags are much stronger than
Right. Right.
That's a good point. Very good point.
And they have those really big ones that you can buy now. Are they 2-3 gallon or something?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Put your dog in it.
Stock up.
Yes.
Keep them dry.
And also trash bags, the heavy duty trash bags to wrap up your TVs or electronics if you needed to put them in something to keep the water out of them.
Annalie, they're called contractor bags, and I tell everybody, I was just telling my granddaughter this morning to get those because this is not the most pleasant subject, but if you're not able to flush your toilets, which did happen during Hurricane Wilma, you need those contractor bags to put all your garbage in for until the pickup can come. So yes, those contractor bags are very important.
And where do you get those?
Oh, just in the supermarket. They have them.
Oh.
They're right next to the regular trash bags.
And I'll tell you something else that most people don't think about.
Or Home Depot or something.
How about hurricane? Like how about this way? A lot of people have hurricane insurance, but they don't have flood insurance.
Right. So what else, Annalie? What else?
I was going to say what I did back when we had Hurricane Andrew. I saved all our empty 2-liter soda bottles and filled them with water and put them in the freezer.
Oh, good Absolutely. Idea. Another good idea.
You can also take large laundry detergent bottles and clean them out really good.
Right.
Store water.
And I've always put every hurricane, I mean, knock on wood, thank God I haven't had to use it, but every hurricane I fill the bathtub up and you put like just a teensy bit of bleach and then the rest water. Yeah. And that's just supposed to be your backup water in case you need it for washing or bathing or whatever.
And if you're fortunate to have a swimming pool, you can use that water to flush it come out.
We're going to open up a drink out. Any other ideas, advice?
Oh, I was going to say eat up the food in your refrigerator and freezer ahead of time so that doesn't go to waste
Absolutely.
When the storm actually hits.
Right.
Yep.
The perishable. And make sure you have a lot of canned goods and a hand can opener.
A lot of peanut butter.
Have a hand can opener, guys, not electric.
Absolutely.
The old-fashioned kind you had when you were a kid. You have to have that in the house. So, all right. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you,
Anna
Lee.
Thank you so much for calling.
Make
sure you have a good, big, heavy-duty knife to get into those cans. And just go away around. That's all.
I like a hand can opener better.
Hand can. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See ya. Thank you, Anna Lee. All right. Now,
take care. Wait a minute. Thinking of can openers, I got a P-38. And you know what that is?
No.
That's a military can opener for sea rations. And the 38 means it takes 38 whoop to go around the can and open it.
All right. Really? Let's take our next caller from Philly. We have Dennis from Philadelphia calling in.
Dennis, how you doing, Dennis?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing great. I live about 35 miles northeast of Philadelphia, and we had Hurricane Super Sandy here 5 years ago, and I didn't have a generator, and my buddy from church gave me one, affordable one, on my porch, and I learned the hard way. 3 days, I didn't have no electric, but he hooked up my sump pump with that portable generator, but that was very, very loud and smelly. Now I have a Generex whole house natural gas generator, and I got a high capacity sump pump that pumps 60 gallons a minute instead of 30 gallons a minute. And we had 10 inches of rain with Hurricane Irene about 3 or 4 years ago, 10 inches of rain in 24 hours, and I have a little bit of water on my basement floor. I live in a single home, a private single home here. And so anyway, that's what I do.
Thank you, Dennis. And I
wanted to talk to Gary. I had the answer, Gary, about the Philadelphia, but I got so excited. And I dialed the wrong number. I was pushing 2680 instead of 1680.
We're sorry.
And Dennis, one thing you brought up with generator, and I forgot to mention before, please don't run that in your garage.
No.
Anybody, you can die from that. Gosh.
Here's the thing. He sat it on the porch. It's supposed to be the portable one because he didn't want that generator to get wet, and it was sitting right on my porch right in front of my dining room window. That shouldn't have been because it's supposed to be 25 feet from
right.
my house.
Right.
And that would be out in the rain, and he didn't want that. And it was my friend. He was good enough to give it to me for the weekend, and I couldn't say nothing, but, it smelled terrible. I'd open the front.
It is, and it's very loud.
I went, Gary, Philadelphia, 30 years ago, Philadelphia was the third largest city.
Third? Wow.
Yeah, we had over 3 million people. We're losing population.
Yeah.
But I got so excited, I wanted to win that trivia, and I pushed the wrong, I kept on the wrong number.
Well, guess what? We're going to play another trivia in a couple of minutes, so maybe you'll get a chance.
Okay,
thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Do we have another caller, Chris?
Trivia time.
Yeah, we got another caller. Our good friend from right here in the Fern Park area.
You want to do your trivia first, Michael, and then talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay. Our friend from Fern Park, please hold. Michael wants to get his trivia in.
Trivia time. This song is picked out by Lynn.
That's right.
Because of Houston.
Right. Guess who's singing?
Wait a minute. Are you sure you want to do this trivia first and then take the caller? Because this caller might know the answer.
Is he going to cheat? Maybe he's going to cheat. Yep. I know, Michael. Do you want to take the caller?
I'll take the call.
Okay. Take the caller first, yes.
All right.
I'm just saying this is just a heads up. Yeah. Dave, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
It's only Dave.
Big Dave. Big Dave.
I'm going to play fair. I'm not going to guess on the question this time.
Okay,
so
you know what? You stay there right now. Don't go away. Just stay there right now, Dave.
Okay,
it's trivia time. He's not going to get the answer. So let's play the song a little bit. He can hear the song. I want to know who's singing the song. Who's singing the
song? Actually, I think David just won within
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad, the shape I'm in.
Okay, who's getting that song? Okay, it's 407-894-1680. Let's see who's going to get it. Dave, you're on the line. As you know, you can get it. I know.
Actually,
you know
Dave
it is.
Just won anyway.
Dave just won.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm
Dave,
saying,
you just won.
I know Dave knows who's singing that song.
I know.
You know, I think I do know, but I'm not positive. I am kind of curious. I'll be anxious to sit back here and hear the response.
Okay.
All right. Well, somebody else
because
is calling in.
I know
in,
who
so
I think it is, but I'm really
all
not
right.
certain.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Dave?
Well, one thing I wanted to mention was with the with hurricane preparedness and all that, and that's after the hurricane. There's always going to be some damage. You might have some limbs down or needing screen repair or whatever, and there's always going to be people unsolicited coming by your place.
Oh, that's right.
And regardless of a friend of a friend maybe or something, you're really taking your chances if they don't have some kind of a state ID, and never pay them 100% ahead of time.
Oh, that's
always.
That's a really good point, Dave.
That's good,
they're like
Dave.
Ambulance chasers,
yep.
But they're hurricane.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
I know
there's
what you're
probably
saying.
A lot of really good ones out there, but if you're going to have anything done, definitely only pay 50% ahead, even if it's something small, because there's so many times where these guys don't come back. So,
especially your roofers. Your roofers.
I wouldn't pay them 50% up front.
No,
tell you that, Drew.
I would only, no.
Well, I'd pay them like 10%.
Especially for roofs, you know.
Right, the roofers,
yeah.
They're
roof,
all over
oh,
the
no,
place.
No. You give
remember
them 10,
that, Michael?
Yeah, 10% up front, and the rest, when I see their face start doing something.
You need their license number, too.
Yeah, besides all that. But when they're there on the job, then I'd give them the other 40%. And then when they finish the job,
the
I get the other
50%. The roofers are going to be, they're all going to have some kind of state. Licenses, so you certainly got to have that first. These guys, a lot of people come in from out of town, and
they do.
Yep. You know, they'll run off with your money and go right back to wherever they came from.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Speaking of going out of town, I'm headed to Amsterdam tomorrow. So I'll be.
Hey, bring me a pack of pair of wooden shoes, would you please?
And licorice for me, salty licorice.
I wear eight wooden shoes.
I'm just kind of, I don't want to, I'm not responsible for any splinters you might get, Gary. I don't know.
Lynn wants a liquid.
Well, hold on, David. If you bring back eight wooden shoes, I want you to bring back Pinocchio, too.
I wear size eight.
Yeah.
I wear size eight for my wooden shoes.
Well, you guys have a safe trip, and I'll be looking forward to seeing Brenda's pictures and videos online.
Oh, yeah, there'll be plenty of that.
I'm sure.
Who knows? I might call Blind and Beyond. I could be your first call.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you have a safe trip.
Yep.
And
safe trip. Tell the missus we said hi.
Yep. Safe trip.
All right, bye, Brenda. Well, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Catch you later, Dave.
Our world traveler friend.
Okay, who's on the line right now?
Well, Dennis from Philly's back.
Dennis from Philly's back.
I think he knows the answer.
I think. Dennis.
Dennis, you back?
I hope.
Dennis, you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
I hope you got it.
So what are you calling for
trivia?
Martin.
100%.
Yeah, you won. All right.
I want a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, you got it. $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
There you
That's
go,
so cute.
Buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Sure
You're
thing,
welcome.
Get his name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card.
Oh, did he
hang got
up?
It. D. Martin.
But he couldn't wait. I hope he's still on to get his address. Dennis, if you're not, please call back so Chris can take your address.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
He's got it.
That was funny.
That was good. I'm glad because he had the answer to my trivia question. He needed to win.
Hey, Maddie, call back. We heard you
yes,
had
Maddie.
Some ideas.
Yes, Maddie.
Well, we're going to break now, Maddie, but call back
call
during
back.
The break. And then we'll get your ideas for emergency
you're
plans.
Something, Lynn. You are something. The break is now?
It is 8:50. There you go. You gave me these new breaks, Michael. I'm following
Blind
to the letter.
And Beyond. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aids is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polera has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polera.com. That's polera.com.
We are back, and this is your host from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. This is the show that we say we are the bridge between the blind and the sighted folks. We have a caller on the line right now. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's Miss Maddie from Orlando, Florida. Miss Maddie, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
Great. That's great news.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Miss Maddie?
Gary answered two or three of my questions about the phone.
Sorry.
My phone and all that good stuff. But I don't know if I didn't hear it, but if you all didn't mention about backup medications, if you're on a lot of medication,
that's
you
right.
should have them, have some backed up. I know I have a lot of them from when I was in the hospital on down. I have automatic refills. They keep sending me medicine, you know, by automatic refills. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of
well, good.
A lot of medication.
Good.
So I advise everybody to make sure they have enough medication, make sure they have the phone, cell phone charged, and all that good stuff.
That's good advice, Maddie. Good yes. advice.
Thanks yes. for calling Let's in with your ideas.
And don't forget, plenty of peanut butter.
Yes, yeah. I have
peanut butter.
2 40-ounce jars of peanut butter, so and, I know I got enough.
And your tuna fish and your crackers, yep, and you can even buy Jell-O in those containers that's already made, yep. applesauce.
Oh, yeah.
I told Michael he'll be eating ravioli out of the can.
Yeah, I got some Jell-O because I'm getting ready to have a colonoscopy done.
Eat that Jell-O.
What's that new thing he bought that for $1? That's unbelievable.
The Bumblebee makes these little cans of. I buy him the buffalo chicken. It comes with little crackers, and it's like $1. It was on sale for $1.35 for a little kit, and those are great to have.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Dollar General.
Okay.
Yeah, Dollar General. It's by Bumblebee, and they have chicken salad and tuna salad and little kits with crackers. You ask the salesperson for them. But all righty, we have to take another caller. We're going off the air soon, so we have to
thank you, Maddie, for calling in.
Thank you, Maddie.
Maddie from Orlando.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, next up, we have Sheila from Orlando.
Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Hey, guys. How is everybody tonight?
We're fine. Good. Show's just whizzing by.
As far as emergency, you guys have pretty much covered everything. The only thing I would advise people that are blind is to be very careful that you don't have power lines down around your house.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. For sure.
And GOCB meeting is Saturday at noon. If anybody is interested in learning more, they can call me, and you can email Lynn and find out my phone number.
That's right.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for calling, Sheila.
All right, and stay tuned and be safe.
Hope. I got something I'm going to ask.
It's wait one second, Gary. Yes, wait. If anybody else out there, wherever you are, if you have a PSA, or if you want to tell us about your group, call in or write to me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
It's
very
easy.
Don't forget to write and. Blind and. You have to write A-N-D.
It's so simple.
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Yeah. And if you missed any part of this show, don't forget to go to our web. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right. Now, Gary, I got something real important.
Quickly, Gary, because I have
What happens if that hurricane comes by Sunday or something affects here, will we be on the air? Probably not.
Well,
and we'll probably go to a best of. I don't even know how that works.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be something that we could talk about because I don't know. My mama and them, they ain't ready for that.
All right. We'll see what happens. Okay, as usual, I'm going to tell you who's coming on next week. So listen up. Next week, join us with co-host Sheila Young and our guest caller, Jason Stark, who is the project director of the Described Caption Media Program, as well as guest caller, Marty Schultz, who's the president of blindfoldgames.org. So another great lineup next Sunday. Hopefully we will be here, and hopefully you will tune in.
Be safe.
Take care.
Prepare yourself, everybody.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Love you. Talk to you next week.
Stay
well.
Talk to you next week, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stopping us now. We've got the group. We got it. If you're trying to make it, they only push you aside.